Yeah, well, actually, it's kind of amazing how few math podcasts there are out there. There are definitely times where other shows do math episodes, and then more happening in the UK. But yeah, I think there is a space in the market for more good content like this.
One problem for mathematics with podcasts is, math is something of a visual format,
Yeah.
and getting it into, I mean, look, Evelyn writes wonderful pieces for Scientific American, but that's hard, right? But and at least you have words, like you can write stuff down. Trying to explain it without visual aids is a bit problematic. So yeah, I mean, sorry, we're busting it on your turf, but I think there's plenty of room here.
Y'all make a pretty solid argument. I guess I just have to be okay with not being the only one anymore. Yeah, has anyone suggested just like pairing with crying in a corner by yourself while everyone makes fun of you?
No, our guests are much have much more emotional fortitude.
Well, that makes me question about some of my early mathematical experiences then.